Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brian Seigen, the founder and CEO of the Exercise Coach Franchise Opportunity. And the Exercise Coach system allows franchisees to operate a personal training studio with no previous fitness experience and to deliver the most advanced and effective workouts in the world. I'm going to talk to Brian about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brian Seigen, who is the founder and CEO of the Exercise Coach Franchise Opportunity. And the Exercise Coach system allows franchisees to operate a personal training studio with no previous fitness experience and deliver the most advanced and effective workouts in the world. Hey, Brian, how you doing today? Welcome to the show. Hey, Marty. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brian. We would like to ask our guest, Brian, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from our headquarters here in Lake Zurich, Illinois. So we're a northwest suburb of Chicago, about 40 miles outside of the city.
Okay, fantastic. That's a great location. I thought, you know, you're part of the whole history of exercise coach, so I thought who better to describe the history of the franchise, Brian?
Sure. And it really starts way back as I was earning my degree in exercise physiology, and as I look back over the history, I realize I've just always really sort of carried kind of a burden for the way things could be and should be. And and just a real desire to sort of, I'm just sort of wired to challenge paradigms. And that started back in school and as an athlete, playing Division I baseball. And then shortly after that, as a strength and conditioning coach at the Division I level, I just saw that the methods that we were using at that time with athletes really didn't align well with what I knew about science. They weren't the safest, they weren't the most effective, weren't the most efficient way to go about doing things. What I also learned at that time, though, was that tradition is strong, and where we have a strong investment in methods and ways of doing things, it can be difficult to change people's minds. So I decided to pursue personal training with the general population, and just found much better receptivity to innovative ideas because we had consumers that were just interested in looking better, feeling better. They weren't so invested in the methods themselves. And we founded the Exercise Coach in 2000 and continued to refine and evolve our innovative methods. And then in 2011, really brought together several technologies to create the not only the innovative fitness model, but the innovative business model that we have today in a way that really is a great business opportunity.
Did you know franchising early on, Brian, would be, I guess, like I'd say, your method of distribution, but as far as growing throughout the country?
I didn't early on. You know, I had a vision to take our concept across the country, and I looked into franchising early on, and I think really recognized, if not, you know, intellectually, certainly emotionally, that we just weren't ready for that. And that was really early on, but I continued to carry that vision and desire to take what we have because it is so significant and so profoundly meets an unmet need to take that across the country. And we just continued to work on our business and continued to research and look for ways to make the value that we delivered more scalable and more standardized across operations, across locations. And that's what we started to finally put together a couple years ago, and that's when we knew it was time to take our passion and our desire to lead not only consumers but entrepreneurs and run with it.
That's fantastic. And you're in several states now, aren't you, Brian? I know, of course, you are, you know, in the Chicago area, but what other states are you in?
Sure. We're now in Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, North Carolina, and we've got a few other exciting things in the pipeline.
That's fantastic. My wife and I just recently went to a franchise show at the Jacob Javits over the weekend, Brian, in New York, and there's a lot of different franchise opportunities there. How do you typically respond to the question, you know, if someone were to come up to your booth and said, so what do you guys do? And they said, you know, so aren't there gyms everywhere? How do you typically respond?
Sure. Well, I start by agreeing with them that, yeah, there are gyms everywhere. However, the fact that there are gyms everywhere has not really even begun to put a dent in the need.
True.
And when we look at statistics, we see that, depending on who you're listening to, anywhere from 10 to 20% of people really are engaged in exercise in a way that complies with conventional guidelines. That leaves about 80% of adults just on the sidelines,
and sure. frustrated because they've tried things and they haven't worked, or they're afraid of getting hurt, or they hear these conventional approaches and just say, the biggest reason, they just say, I'm too busy for that. I don't have 5 days a week to spend
right.
in a gym. And so what we've done is created our process based on science, but with the average person in mind, and from the ground up have designed it with them in mind to reduce the barriers, reduce the time commitment necessary, increase their confidence that this is going to be safe for them, and really just to connect with people by letting them know that you don't have to love exercise
right.
to be as fit and as healthy as you want to be. You just have to know how to leverage it to your benefit, and that's what we help people do. And that's really our passion, to help the not yet fit, the unlikely exerciser that conventional fitness wisdom has failed. And we've created a process, a technology-based process that makes that very easy to do, even for people with no previous fitness experience.
That's fantastic. I like the technology, too. It seemed like there was some interesting technology as part of the Exercise Coach franchise, Brian. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that and how you've incorporated technology.
Sure. It's really, again, it enhances both the fitness model and the business model.
Mm-hmm.
From a fitness standpoint, we're using technologies that fundamentally change the format of exercise. It's no longer about the amount of time you spend exercising, and it's no longer about how fast you spin a bike or reps and sets. We're basically using completely different metrics, and we're using technology to measure our customers' unique metabolic and muscular makeup, and then deliver exercise that second to second of every workout actually adapts to their unique abilities and comfort levels. So it's basically the smartest workout in the world, and that's what the technology helps us to provide. It's a feedback-driven experience, meaning there's digital feedback the whole time that
right.
keeps our customers on track and exerting with precisely the right amount of effort to trigger the results that they've told us that they want. And then from a business model standpoint, mm-hmm. the technology allows us to sort of reduce the I don't get it factor, right? When people hear 20 minutes twice a week, because that's what we've been doing here for a long time, that's what this is all about,
right.
getting people the results that matter to them with 2 20-minute workouts per week, a lot of them, even when they've walked in the front door, are still saying, I don't get it. Well,
right.
the technology allows us very quickly to take a snapshot of any individual's current condition and then expose them to a bout of introductory exercise that believe me, shows them, you know, that this is going to work for them. And it increases the day one wow factor
right.
and really inspires people and leaves them feeling like, wow, I think this could actually help me. And so we've also standardized the value that we can deliver across dozens and hundreds of trainers and
mm-hmm.
business owners based on the technology.
That's fantastic. The technology is amazing. What are the numbers up to as far as the industry, Brian? I mean, this has always been, an attractive industry, and it seems to grow every year. Are there any numbers as far as, like, the most recent numbers?
The most recent numbers I've seen is that personal training is about a $9 billion industry. So definitely continuing to grow. Personal trainers are very in demand, and predictions are they'll continue to be for the next 10 years as more and more people just move into the second half of life and realize that they've got to take responsibility for their health and fitness. They've got to do something so that life expectancy that everybody has these days is filled with good years and strength in the second half.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So what types of characteristics are you looking for in your franchisees then, Brian?
Sure. Probably like most systems, it can be summed up, at first, just obviously financially qualified, but
mm-hmm.
But emotionally interested.
Right.
We're really looking for people that when they're exposed to our model and to our concept, very quickly the light bulb goes off and they say, wow, this would be perfect for me. I would do this. You know, this is exciting to me because I'm not the exercise enthusiast.
Right. That
tends to be one of the first disqualifiers, really. Someone who just really, really is invested in conventional exercise methods because they're doing fine and they just don't perceive the need for change. And so that person's probably not going to be the best brand ambassador for us to go out and sort of herald this innovative approach and the opportunity that exists for people to actually get great results in a minimal time investment. And beyond that, we're just all throughout the system, whether it's the exercise or the selection process, it's very much driven by a quality versus quantity approach. We're just interested in high character people who are really excited about taking on the role of servant leader and just leading a small team and doing the right thing for customers and inspiring people. Of course, we want folks that are interested in the bottom line and are going to drive, you know, develop high-performing units. But it's really for us about the type of people that they are.
It must be an amazing feeling, too, for the franchisees, I imagine, Brian. You know, I mean, when they get to see the results. You know, I got to, you know, go on the website and, you know, look at some of the results, you know, from Exercise Coach. And it must be an amazing feeling, I imagine. In addition to making money, it seems to me like it's a feel-good type of franchise at the end of the day. And I'm sure you've had a lot of those experiences over your life, haven't you?
You're absolutely right. I have, and it is very meaningful for me to see the meaning derived by the franchisees. And most of them know coming into this that that's one of their requirements. They really want to do something that is meaningful. And yes, for them to see someone lose 100 pounds or build stronger bones or just feel better and just love the service. You know, I can't speak for a lot of other businesses, but I know in our business, our clients are just an absolute joy to work with. And some of our franchisees can testify that they've done things before where that was not the case. And so, yeah, it's a very enjoyable business filled with meaning and a lot of opportunity. And it's also a business that's really fairly simple to operate. There's not a lot of moving parts.
What's the training like then, Brian? Once you decide that, you know, you like them and they like you, you know, and everyone wants to go forward, do they come out to headquarters? Is that how it works? Or
We actually start with pre-training that's online. Mm-hmm. So that's during their site selection and lease negotiation process, which is fully assisted by us. We've got a great real estate department. And during that time frame, they also have access to our learning management system. And so they start right away going through modules and assessments to demonstrate that they're learning the material. And that's really to prepare them for initial training at our headquarters. That initial training runs anywhere from 7 to 10 days, depending on the need. And then once they have their facility upfit done, we actually come on site for a couple days just to kind of give them a shot in the arm and to help them launch with confidence.
That's great. What do you look for in the location, Brian? I mean, like, what is, I hate to use the word ideal location, but, you know, what do your people look for in a location? How much space is actually required?
Sure. Yeah, and you're absolutely right in terms of the being careful with the ideal term, just because we've got about 10 or 12 markers that we're going to look at any location through, and we really prepare people for the fact that we've really determined that an area, a territory, is ideal for them. And within that service footprint, there are going to be multiple retail opportunities, and none of them are going to stand out as the absolute, you know, only choice. One has this strength and the other has that strength. So those would obviously include the territory is really going to be largely about the demographics, the population. But in terms of the location itself, we're going to consider visibility. We're going to consider accessibility and the location in that community. Really looking at sort of regular use centers with good visibility and a nice image. The typical center is going to be between about 1,300 and 1,900 square feet. And so there's really a lot of opportunity in that range. It's really a nice range to be looking in as it relates to retail opportunities in ideal markets.
That's fantastic. How would you describe a typical day for a franchisee, Brian, from the moment they start their day till, you know, the end of day and everything else in between, I guess?
Sure. Well, it really kind of evolves a little bit. What we kind of see is the ideal evolution is that early on, month one and two, they're really in there with the team, maybe even delivering some service. They've really learned the system, and they're in there day to day a little bit, you know, really on sort of the front lines. But over time, we really want to see them taking on just much more the role of team leader, providing excellent oversight, but not necessarily, you know, holed up in the business delivering service, but really out driving marketing and business development. We generally do have a two-unit minimum requirement.
Right.
And
okay.
So we want these guys really to get the first location up and running and the team really, really humming. And from there, their focus really becomes networking and implementing our marketing systems and looking for location number two. And given the nature of the business and the operational simplicity, once they are up and running, it doesn't really require a lot of hours a week from the franchisee. I still to this day operate a couple locations myself and do that
wow.
just because it really keeps us in touch with you know what's currently needed in operationally and I'm in exactly the same position as my franchisees and I'm doing that obviously starting and running a franchise business and I'm able to do that with just a couple hours of time at each of my locations. On a weekly basis.
That's fantastic. The majority of our listeners, Brian, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. They have it in their mind that, you know, they know they want to buy a franchise, and many of them, we find that they just don't know where to begin. What would you say to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
Sure. Well, I guess I'd say, first of all, get some help. Don't try to do it on your own. There are just very, very experienced and competent people out there that know a lot about the franchise relationship and dynamic and the industry and have, you know, the ability to put people in touch with a number of different kinds of businesses and franchise brands at different stages of growth. And I'd say it's really about, you know, just finding the right fit for them as an individual.
Yeah, I think that's a great response. So where do you see yourself, like, maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, or see Exercise Coach 3 to 5 years down the road, Brian?
Sure. Definitely we see a multiple 100-unit brand in the U.S. I mean, long-term, we're just really focused on just continuing to proliferate this message that there's a different way to go about exercising, that people can get great results and that the amount of time you spend exercising isn't really the most meaningful metric and may even be irrelevant. So we're just going to continue to push that out there to as many people as possible, and we're excited that right now we've got a very clear path as to how we're going to do that, and that really is in the next 5 years or so to be positioned to be a 300-plus unit concept in the U.S.
That's fantastic. What's the best way our listeners could get more information on becoming a franchisee and all the additional services that Exercise Coach provides, Brian? Any websites they should go to? Any numbers they should call?
Yes, just go to the website, exercisecoach.com, and that's the best way to get more information. And from there, they can actually request one of our development specialists to reach out to them.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Brian. You've been an excellent guest, and I'd really like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I'm going to continue watching you.
My pleasure, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Brian. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Bree's podcast. You get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows. And in January, we hit a milestone of over 18,000 listeners. So over that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Rick Werner, who is a franchisee to Unishippers. And we love having franchisees on the show, of course, matching our tagline, asking the franchipreneur who owns one. And we asked Rick the question, what advice would you give to our 18,000-plus listeners listening to the show? And I thought his answer was brilliant. He talked about the importance of leveraging your experience. You know, in many instances when you buy a franchise, you don't have to have experience in a particular industry. But Rick was mentioning that you should leverage your past experience to work for you. So I thought what he said was brilliant. So here we go with Rick Werner of Unishippers.
That's fantastic. Last month we had it was over 18,000 people listening to our show, Rick. What would you say to all of those? We call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. We suspect that many of them don't know where to begin because it just seems a little overwhelming at time with, you know, there's 2,500 different opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
First off, try to leverage your experience in your life experience, where you are now and where you want to go. Then find something that's going to fit your lifestyle. You know, if you're a workaholic, restaurant industry, it works for you. You're able to work as much as you want, as often as you want. But if that's not for you, look and try to find something that's going to fit A, your experience, B, your lifestyle, and where you want to go in 5, 10, 20 years. And there's an opportunity out there. Don't be quick to jump into something. Do your research. With the internet nowadays, I mean, you can find a ton of information out there, good and bad, about any franchise opportunity. And then something that I did, and Unishippers really touts this, is that you should do your due diligence. I talked to a lot of franchise owners that are already in the system, and ask them the good and the bad, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. And
a lot
of times they were candid, and they told me, hey, I don't like this part of it. I love this part of it. And So I made my educated decision after I did my due diligence and ended up here with no industry background, but I found a home, and you know, and I'm going to build this, you know, and retire if I ever have to retire from this industry. And it's out there. There's something out there for everyone. You just have to
wow.
do due diligence.
That's great advice. Yeah, I like how you say leverage your experience too, because you can see that in talking to you. If that's what you did, you know, it wasn't you know, direct experience in the industry, but you took everything that you learned in the past and you applied it to really what you're doing now very effectively. You know, so it's great advice. We have a great quote in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Rick, as far as advice to our listeners, because I think that's
great.
It's fantastic. It's very powerful.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.